We want to talk about this Trump rally. So Trump is on break from his case, I guess that he's got going over there with Stormy Daniels. And he said, listen, man, I'm coming through in the Bronx. I guess the Bronx is a really, really poor area. Like, they're some of the poorest people in New York. Not saying everybody in the Bronx is poor, but there's a demographic of people in the Bronx, and the Bronx has gotten a very, very unscrupulous reputation over the decades. But my point is that Trump decided to pull up to the Bronx, and they did not know that it was going to be this many people there. Actually, it was over 25,000 people and more waiting to get in the Bronx. Here's my question. Is it a possibility that they can turn New York blue or turn New York red? Is it a possibility that they turn New York red? Make sure y'all hit a like for the algorithm, subscribe to the channel, and turn on your notifications. Let's see what's happening.
The former president trying to woo minority voters in the South Bronx, and he was met by both supporters in a counter rally hosted by the Bronx Democratic Party. Fox 8's Teresa Priello is live at Crotona Park, where the dueling rallies took place. Teresa?
Yeah, Natasha and Steve, Trump came here to the Bronx to try and sway Black and Hispanic voters, and he talked about the things that New Yorkers talk about: crime, the migrant crisis, and the economy.
I heard what I wanted to hear. I saw what I wanted to see. And just for the record, Donald Trump is not orange.
It was a night to remember.
What? Man, shout out to my crazy New Yorkers out in these streets. And Jay Ben, I'm going to be reading that super chat shortly. She said, Donald Trump is not orange.
In the Bronx for thousands of Trump supporters who waited for 6.5 hours for the former president to
take
the stage.
Elderly people with illnesses are here to support a very noble, honorable man. He deserves our respect. He deserves our vote.
People of all ages, ethnic backgrounds, and voting records filled Crotona Park. Some have been to Trump rallies before, others haven't. And this was Trump's first rally in the city since his presidential run in 2016.
I believe in my heart he's going to win again. I love him.
I used to be a Democrat, and I changed to Republican because I cannot stand what's going on.
Trump spoke for an hour and a half, attempting to convince a captivated crowd how he could turn this Democratic stronghold red.
Who said we're not going to win New York? We're going to win New York so quick.
He hit on issues plaguing the city, the migrant crisis, subway and street crime, and homelessness.
And remember this, if a New Yorker can't save this country, no one can.
On the outskirts of the park, a counter-protest. Those who wish to keep Trump from ascending to the...
Look at all of them little bit of people. Man, come on, bro. Listen, bro. Did y'all really pay to have them signs put up? Hey, whenever it's a rally or something like that, whether I'm for it or I'm against it, I just let the people rock out. Shout out to Travis Slate. I just let the people rock out because you're not going to do nothing. You're not going to stop nothing. You're not going to prevent people from doing whatever it is that they want to do. People really be wasting their time out here in these streets.
Seat of power once again.
Donald Trump is a president who has proven that his policies are harmful to communities like mine here in the South Bronx. And so the fact that he's come here as a political ploy is not only harmful, but it's dangerous.
Everything that Donald Trump is fighting against is what we are here to affirm.
This all comes as Trump spends a lot of time in the city lately with his ongoing hush money trial wrapping up. That's expected to continue next week.
So over 25,000 people pulled up for the Trump rally in New York. I'm going to say that I don't think that New York will ever switch over from being blue. I think it is smart to target, because informed voters are already going to vote based off of policy and what they think the direction of the country is going in. But if you ever want to target somebody, then you have to target the minority voters, because those are the ones that's on the fringes that ultimately determine how elections going to go. I don't think that anybody in New York is ever going to become like New York, and California is forever going to be blue, in my opinion. Forever going to be blue. I don't think that New York is ever going to go over the red, but I don't know. I could be absolutely wrong. Let's see some of what he actually had to say at the campaign rally, because I want to hear some of his speech.
Remember, we're going to win. We're all winners. We're going to win so big. We're going to make it bigger and better than ever before. Remember. So don't worry. By the time the other 6,000 or 7,000 people get in, it'll be very possible. Our subways are squalid and unsafe. The ceiling tiles are falling down, and they look worse than a third world country. The medians of our highways are crumbling. Our sidewalks are littered with garbage, bottles, and trash. But worst of all, the discarded needles from people that so desperately are in need of help. And we have mobs of migrants fighting our police officers and giving America the middle finger. But we are not going to let this continue. We are not going to abandon our hope and our pride. This city has given us so much, and now it is time that we are going to give it back. Together, we are going to...
A lot of people in the chat saying California used to be red. Yeah, it used to be a lot of things that's happening. Texas used to be red, but Texas is trending towards turning blue with all of the people that's starting to move there. And I actually got a segment of the show that I want to go over today where it's showing or it's talking about people that saying that they're moving to certain places based off of their political views, but are they really? I don't think that California is ever going to go blue again. They're giving away too much free money. They letting too many people in the country and live there. It, all of the people that actually have resources and money that has grown to have more of a conservative view, a lot of those people are leaving the state. The active voters aren't really participating because they go into a different part of the country in order to make sure that they settle down. Boomers are absolutely retiring. Millennials is the next step as far as what it is that the majority of the money that's in America, who are the people that tend to vote more conservative. Gen Z is just, they out of their mind for the most part. No way do I think even remotely that California will ever, ever go back blue. No. Connie says Cali is still red, but big cities control the state. And that's why. That's why. The more people move over to Houston, Houston is a blue city, right? The more people that move over into these big cities like the LAs or whatever, a lot of California is red, but they vote based off of the entire state because, you know, the majority of the population that ultimately are in these urban cores vote blue, and those are the ones that really determine what color the state is going to flip over into. So I don't think that California is ever going blue again, but that's just my personal opinion.
To make New York City great again, and simultaneously, we are going to make America great again.
The only political rally for a presidential candidate that I've ever actually been to was Andrew Yang. I went and visited his political rally because I wanted to see what was going on. And when I got there, they was talking to me and they was getting my sentiment. And they was like, hey, do you want to be on stage? And I was like, yeah, sure. I'm a star.
Thank you. I have come tonight to talk about solving problems. The simple fact is Joe Biden is not getting the job done for the Bronx. He's not getting the job done for New York, and he's not getting the job done for America. He is incompetent, ladies and gentlemen. He is grossly incompetent. I will get the job done as I did for 4 years, and I will get it done fast. And remember this, if a New Yorker can't save this country, no one can. No one can. Get me the snake, please. The snake. Thank you, everybody. What a crowd. This is something. You know, we wanted to keep it small because who knew? This is like a love fest. Love fest. It's a love fest.
This dude knows how to market and promote
himself. Thank you,
darling. I think one of the things that prevented Trump from being successful in 2020 was the fact that he could not get out and actually talk to the people to the extent that he is right now because we had the pandemic going on at that particular time. Y'all have no clue the power of being able to actually go out and be visually present in people's lives whether you're a presidential candidate or whether you're a regular person. The way that I even built my YouTube channel very early was actually out in the streets with real people. And so I would market myself and I would, my goal was to build up a core audience and then let it snowball to become what it is today. And I never imagined that I would be as successful as I am as a content creator as I am now. But one of the ways in which I started off my campaign was I was an in-person person. You know what I'm saying? I would go out, I would make myself interesting. I would network. And then when people would ask me what I do, then I would make sure that I mentioned it, you know, and they would look me up right then and there and they would subscribe. And so I built up my core audience, not necessarily trying to be popular on social media, but actually going out and being relevant in my own city, which then snowballed into my online success. You see what I'm saying? So I think a lot of people don't really understand the impact of in-person marketing. It is way more impactful, especially when you're getting started. And a lot of people don't want to do the legwork. They don't want to build up an audience. They don't want to build up a core. And so, you know, it's hard to reach people when you're just trying to get them in a crowded market. But when you're able to create a market for yourself and then have that translate online, I think that that's a lot more impactful.